80s and 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV. Crimson Tide Kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Multitasking and trying to transfer a phone number over, and I assume I transferred the wrong number over. I sure did. I guess I left a. So now I've got to do a little work on that. Oh my goodness. Start. Welcome into the Gary Harris Show. I'm your host, Gary Harris. Chase Brumfield alongside Manny the Controls, taking your phone calls on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904 is the number if you want to join the program. We got a good show on tap for you today. I'll run it down in just a second. But first, I need to tell you this hour, the Gary Harris Show, being brought to you by your trusted partner for financial success. Embrace financial well-being with Alabama Credit Union. We had Steve Swoffer, the CEO, on yesterday. Enjoyed visiting with him about all the great stuff the credit union has going on, and you need to find out for yourself. Go to alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com. Alabama Credit Union. Loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership to join today and feel good about your money. And put a little extra change in your pocket. All right, here's the lineup for today. We've got a good one. Matt Coulter on NASCAR. It's Wednesday victory lap for Matt. This is he's hit another winner with Ryan Blaney at Daytona for the Coke Zero 400 on Saturday night. He now leads me 8-2. Phenomenal year he's having picking winners. Still got a playoffs to go. At 10 o'clock, we're going to visit with one of the trainers from the YMCA with just a little kind of a little promotional spot for the Y. You know, I'm a member, have been a member for over 20 years. At 10:15, Allison Posey from WCTV in Tallahassee. Going to get the scoop on the Seminoles with Allison coming up at 10:15. And then at 10:30, Larry the Music Man, Carrie Lane, who is a singer that sang for us on his segment before, and everybody just went, oh my gosh, her voice. She's going to be performing again this morning on the Larry the Music Man segment. As I said, phone calls are welcome on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. We're one day closer to kickoff for Alabama. 3 days away now. Can you believe that? 3 days away from the Crimson Tide and the Seminoles down in Tallahassee. Chase, did you see? There are some weather concerns, and there's a lot of things happening here with this game as far as the venue. You've got Doak Campbell going through incredible renovations, but they made it smaller. It's going to be louder, but there's some issues, I think, with, you know, they're putting down new sod here not too long ago, and now the forecast is for some rain this weekend. So we'll ask Allison Posey how that could impact the game, but I think it's supposed to rain pretty good bit on Saturday in Tallahassee. So that could impact. Of course, both teams got to play on it and, you know, or play in it. But, yeah, it's looking like Saturday thunderstorms are in the forecast. So that's just – but, you know, it can change down in North Florida. But at the same time, that is the forecast. So something to figure in there. Alabama already tweaking the schedule because of the 9-game format for next season. Alabama and West Virginia mutually agreed to get out of that series for next year in Morgantown, and then 2027 in Tuscaloosa. Alabama has added East Carolina to the schedule next year. Obviously, when you're playing 9 SEC games, you don't necessarily want to have too many Power 4 games outside of your conference schedule. So Alabama and West Virginia, which everybody was looking forward to, because in 2027, plus I think Alabama fans were looking forward to going to Morgantown, but in 2027, Rich Rod would be coming back to Alabama when he was at Jacksonville State just a few years ago. And of course, prior to that, was offered the job at Alabama back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, before Nick Saban. So that game is now off the table, that series with West Virginia. Also, as we get closer to kickoff, you know that Auburn plays on Friday night as they take on Baylor out in Waco, Texas. Huge game for those two teams. We'll have the Auburn report with Brett Pritchard on Friday. Right now, though, said we got a good show on tap. And we may also, in addition to our interviews, work in some Alabama sound. I've got some player sound I'm going to send Chase. We've also got all of the coordinators from earlier this weekend, head coach Kalen DeBoer. That's been played a lot, but we may get to some player audio. I've got some from yesterday's media availability. Right now, though, we're going to jump out of the Storage Center hotline, and Corey from Trustful is going to lead us off. Hey, my main man, Corey, what's going on?
Good morning, Gary. How you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Well, I hate that we have weather in the forecast. I mean, you can't control it, but I was hoping for a blowout, but I don't think that's going to happen now with the forecast. And I thought Alabama could make a statement with a blowout, but now they're probably going to have to go conservative with running the ball more. And that's not to say they couldn't blow them out, but when you have weather in the forecast, that kind of makes you play somewhat conservative. You don't want to turn the ball over. You don't want to put your offense in bad situations. And I just think that I'll go and give you my score. I was thinking 42-14 down, kind of thinking more of like 31-10 or something like that, because the weather's probably going to play a factor in it now.
It could. It certainly is in the forecast. But we'll hope that, again, it's you know, weather in the southeast can change in a millisecond. So what we're hoping of, obviously, is that the weather will not be a factor. But if it is, Alabama will be prepared. And I will say this, at Florida State with 50 new players, you know, a lot of new starters, and Alabama's a big physical football team. You know, if the conditions are a little bit wet, that might actually be to Alabama's benefit. You know, maybe they can just line up and run the football, which is something you should want to be able to do regardless of field conditions. So both teams have to play in it, Corey. You know that. So regardless of what it looks like on Saturday afternoon, they're going to go out there on the field and play some football.
I know you'll give your predictions for the other game.
I will. Friday.
But what are your feelings toward the other games?
Well, first of all, I'll go ahead and give you my score prediction on Alabama and Florida State, since I gave it last night on Tider Insider TV. So it is not, you know, it is not a secret at all. I think this is going to be a lot tougher game than most people do. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a blowout. But I've got it 27-13, Corey. I've got Bama winning 27-13. I just think this is going to be a tougher game. Now, that's still a 2-touchdown win, but I don't think this is going to be a rollover and, you know, 45-3 type of game. So I got Bama winning it, but not winning it handily. You know, 27-13, a couple of touchdowns. I see it maybe being a one-score game in the fourth quarter and Alabama putting it away. But we will see. As far as the other games, I'm a little nervous about, and when I say nervous, a little worried that the SEC could take some bumps this weekend. I just think it's a really tough schedule for the Southeastern Conference from the standpoint that most of these games are road games for the SEC, Corey. It's worked out where, you know, they're not hosting all of these games. You know, I've been back and forth on Ohio State and Texas. I initially, just because it's at home, I'm leaning now toward Texas. You know, you got Alabama, I already said I'm picking them. Virginia Tech and South Carolina. I'm going to go with South Carolina there, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I think Virginia Tech's got a good football team. You know, so there's some games that make me nervous. I think Mississippi State should go to Hattiesburg and beat Southern Miss rather handily. LSU and Clemson, I know, is one you're waiting on. I have not made up my mind there yet at all. I'm leaning toward Clemson just because of the home field. And those are two top 10 teams. Tennessee and Syracuse, you know, got to go Tennessee there. So, I mean, I'm still kind of feeling those games out. Like I said, I don't have to pick them, and I pick them against the point spread, as you know, on Friday. But I think the SEC has got some challenges. Baylor and Auburn already talked about. I'm back and forth on that game. So I'm nervous for the SEC. Let me put it that way. I'm nervous for some of these games.
Yeah, I would be too, because, like you said, a lot of them are on the road. But the perception of the SEC is taking a hit. I mean, it's that's just what it is. I mean, the SEC has not won a title the last 2 years, even in the bowl games. I know this last year the SEC didn't do well in the bowl game, so the SEC needs to step up and win some of these out-of-conference games to prove that they're still a good conference. And they're still a good conference. It's just to prove that they're the most dominant conference. And they have a chance to do that. It's just where they do it.
Yeah, I think that I think you make a good point with everybody's going to be watching this weekend with the SEC because of all these big games. And you're right, the SEC is still a great league. And let's say they have a losing record in these big games, they lose more of them than they win. That's not going to dictate how this season's going to go for the SEC. But initially, it'll give all the talking heads and all the pundits ammunition to come out and say, we told you the SEC has slipped. They haven't won a national championship in 3 years. And now this weekend, they came up short in these big games. LSU lost to Clemson and Texas lost to Ohio State and you know, so forth and so on. And, it would be a bad way to start the season. Now, the flip side of that is if the SEC, you know, if Texas goes to Ohio State and wins and LSU goes to Clemson and wins and Alabama takes care of, you know, Florida State, then it could be just the opposite. You know, Auburn goes to Baylor and wins. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're saying, heck, man, this SEC, the SEC is back. So, you know, we'll see there too. So.
What do you think West Alabama will do this year?
With
Scott Cochran's team.
Yeah, I've got that game on Saturday, as you know, against Fort Valley State. And we had our production call with Coach Cochran yesterday morning. I'm going to try to get on with the Fort Valley State coach this afternoon. It's been hard getting in touch with them. You know, they had a 9-win team a year ago, but most of those players are gone. They've rolled the roster over. They do have a really good quarterback in Spencer Arsenault, a proven quarterback, a leader. So that's a good thing. I think he was, you know, he just has to see his team play. I think that he feels good that they've got some talent, but I don't think that, you know, he knows yet exactly what he's got. And with Fort Valley State, they've got a new coach, and he's had a hard time getting – he's having to try to find film from where that guy coached previously to kind of figure out what they're going to do. Plus – they're dealing with UWA's dealing with a tragedy. You know, I need to go ahead and talk about it. I haven't really talked about it much. Former Baldwin County High School football player that was a freshman at UWA, a good-looking defensive lineman, E.J. Jones, Elisha Jones, was killed in an automobile accident on Saturday night. And even though he was a freshman, he was already beloved by his teammates. And they're dealing with that. You know, you got your first game coming up, your first game ever for Scott Cochran as your head coach. And, you know, you have a key player pass away in an automobile accident. So they're having to grieve. The team's having to do, you know, grief counseling and at the same time try to get ready to play the football game. So I think West Alabama will win the game. I do. I think they will win the game. But that's, you know, but I don't really have any idea yet what Fort Valley State's got. I haven't even gotten a roster for them yet. Like I said, I'm supposed to meet with the coach today. But West Alabama's got a whole bunch of new guys, but they brought in some talented players. Like I said, they got a big-time quarterback in Spencer Arsenault who started out in Nebraska. So that should really help. And I think that they'll have a good team. I don't know where they're going to stack up in the Gulf South Conference yet, though.
Isn't Tuscaloosa County High School the school you mainly follow for high school football?
No, I do, but I've all these teams here locally. I cover them. I don't follow one team specifically over the other. Tuscaloosa County, Hillcrest, Paul Bryant, Northridge, Central, Holt. I mean, we cover them all. And Holy Spirit, American Christian, Tuscaloosa Academy. So, but I mean, obviously, Tuscaloosa County is one of the teams that we cover, and they, you know, they got off to a tough start. Chris Bell, the new head coach, trying to install an option offense, and they got handled by Central on Friday night. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's going to be a really, 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 really tough year for Tuscaloosa County High. I think that in Class 7A, Region 3, I don't really expect them, and I hope I'm wrong, I don't really expect them to win a game. I don't think that they're, you know, going to win a game in the region. So it's going to be a tough year.
I didn't know this, but the team that Hewitt played Roy Upchurch is the coach at, for the team we play.
Yeah, is that JAG?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Roy Upchurch is the team, is the coach there. Yep. Sure is. And former Alabama running back. So yeah. There's a lot of former Alabama players now that are in are in coaching. And yep, I didn't even haven't even paid much attention to it, but I know he's the coach there. Yep.
So you have, what was your score prediction for the game Saturday?
27-13. Alabama.
Yeah, I could see something like that. The only way I think it's close is if turnovers, if the weather's really bad and it causes turnovers. But if Ty takes control of the game, doesn't turn it over, and we handle the, if the elements are bad enough to where we can just handle it, I think Alabama should be in control of the game.
I think you're going to win the game regardless of the elements. Hey, great cold call, Corey. I got to hit the break, man. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Good talk to you, Gary. Roll Tide.
Thank you. It's 9:19 here on the Gary Harris Show. We're off and running. And you know what else is off and running? The $99 suit sale at T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery and University Mall. It's just that simple. Go see Tom. Get hooked up in a beautiful $99 suit. Also, if you're in a fraternity at the University of Alabama, he's got that classic fraternity look for football season. The navy blue blazer, the khaki trousers, the white shirt, and the red or crimson tie. Available now at T-Town Menswear, T-Town Gallery, and the University Mall. We'll come back and take some more phone calls. If you want to give us a ring, 205-342-9904. Matt Coulter taking a victory lap. Matt Coulter on NASCAR at 9:30. That's coming up as well. This is the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTVC, your home for Alabama sports.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa thread.
Tuesday morning, Tuscaloosa VA Medical Center will receive a portion of $800 million nationwide to enhance infrastructure and aging facilities. Tuscaloosa improvements will include correcting failing sanitary sewer, water main, and fire protection deficiencies, replacing HVAC, and upgrading medical records. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and Three special.
451,000, Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for you when you need us.
No representations made in the quality of legal services to be performed. It's greater than quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages.
Adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big screen, high definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports and on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9. Everybody dance.
Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. And Matt Coulter and NASCAR coming up in a few minutes. And Matt, you know, give him credit. He had the first pick. And He took Ryan Blaney, who was going to be my pick, but doesn't matter. I didn't have the first pick. Matt did. He picked Blaney, who was 13th with two laps to go, and won that race remarkably at Daytona on Saturday night. Go to Darlington now, and I have the first pick this week. And now I don't know who I want to pick. So, but we'll have to figure it out. And that's coming up in the next segment. All right, Bama football. Some people have, I guess, reached out to me about Alabama's coaching assignments. And Ryan Grubb will be the only full-time assistant coach in the press box for Alabama this year. That is unusual. It's something that I haven't seen before. I think last year they only had two. Now they'll have analysts and GA, so there'll be plenty of eyes up in the press box. So that's not going to be an issue, but Ryan Grubb will be the only on-field assistant for Alabama in the press box. All the other full-time assistants will be on the field. So I as far as I know, this is the first time I've been around a staff that doesn't have more than one coach. I know Coach Saban would always have several coaches in the press box, probably four or five. I mean, there would be both coordinators, usually, not always, because a lot of time later in his career, the coordinators came down the field. The offensive coordinator did, but usually there would be three or four assistant coaches. Even if the offensive coordinator was on the field, there would always be a full-time offensive coordinator or offensive assistant in the press box, a couple of defensive assistants. But so this is the way that Alabama wants to do it. I think they want their on-the-field assistants to be on the field, being able to deal directly with their players, and then Ryan Grubb will be in the press box calling the plays. And defensive coordinator Kane Womack will be on the field just like he was last year. Last year, as I said, Alabama only had two coaches in the box. Nick Sheridan, who was the offensive coordinator last year, and Colin Hitchler, who was the safeties coach, who is no longer with UA. So not that big of an adjustment when you think about it. I mean, you go from two full-time assistants to one full-time assistant in the box, but there'll be analysts. There will be GAs, so they'll be ready, and they'll have a plan for how they want to handle it, and but that's the way they're going to do it. And again, some people have asked me, do I think that's unusual? And I do, simply because, again, I haven't seen it done that way very often. But I trust this head coach, Kalen DeBoer, that they'll have a plan to do it exactly the way they want to do it. And if something happens that they're not happy with how they're doing it, they can tweak it. You can always, at some point in the season, take a position coach and put him up there in the press box. All right, 9:27, we got to get to a break. And before we do, I want to mention it to you, my friends at Brick and Spoon. Why wait for lunch when you can go for breakfast, brunch, or lunch anytime from 7 until 2 every day, Monday through Sunday, or Sunday, however you want to look at it, 7 days a week. They open at 7 a.m. They close at 2. And great breakfast, brunch, and lunch options, including a lunch specialty menu Monday through Thursday. Numerous items for just $9.99. That's Brick and Spoon downtown at Timberson Square. We're going to come out with Matt Coulter on NASCAR next here on the Gary Harris Show.
Tuscaloosa's Old Colony Golf Course is an 18-hole championship layout designed by 1976 U.S. Open champion Jerry Pate. Director of Golf John Gray and fitting specialist Bob Montgomery are PGA certified. Mike Shivitz is the head professional and director of the Tuscaloosa Junior Golf Program. Call today to secure...
Tracy Lawrence. Making love just the way I planned. Tickets on sale now at PearlRiverResort.com.
Los Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And, of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big-screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily happy...
For free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Find Tide on Twitter at Tide109 to keep up with show announcements, guests, and our reporters in the field.
Matt Coulter and Ryan Blaney certainly went the distance on Saturday night at the Coke Zero 400 at Daytona. Denny Hamlin, unfortunately, not so much. He was a non-factor. Got involved in a wreck. Never really even sniffed victory. Great race. And Blaney, I think, was 13th with two laps to go and did some brilliant driving, got hooked up, got to the front, and held off several guys who were racing for their playoff lives, needing a win to get in. And but they braced Blaney clean, and I think Matt Blaney's one of those guys now, particularly on a super speedway. If I think we recognize his talent, if you race him clean, he gets out in front of you, he's gonna beat you.
Yeah, but that weaving through 12 cars to get to the front,
that was phenomenal.
Was extraordinary. That was Dale Earnhardt Sr. like.
It was as good a driving as we've seen this year. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. You know, he took advantage of a couple of guys making mistakes. Two more experienced mm-hmm. drivers kind of got together and
trying to block each other. Yeah.
And they end up going on. Blaney goes on to victory lane. It's a big, big win for them. You know, unfortunately, some drivers that I really would like to see in the playoffs did not make it. And, one is Ryan Preece, who had such a good year that I really felt like he'd earned the right to be there, but he didn't earn the point, so he's not there. I know you're on the boat with me. I don't understand it, and I wish it would change, but Brad Kay not winning a race since he's gone to RFK is just as big a puzzle in NASCAR as I've experienced in a long time, and he's not in the playoffs, and that's not good for NASCAR.
Keselowski's not in. Bush is not in. Priest, who, like you said, had a really consistent year, is not in. And but that's, I think you've got 36 drivers that run every week. Only 16 can make it to the playoffs, so that's 20 drivers. You're going to have some good ones that don't. But for you, I mean, and Ryan Blaney, I guess the only person happier than the two of you would be Alex Bowman, because he benefited greatly from Blaney's win. And quite frankly, you know, with two laps to go, it looked like Alex Bowman was out. He needed Blaney to win, because a non-playoff driver winning that race would have knocked him out. But good for him, good for Hendrick.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys that deserved to be there. He was involved, and once they had the big one at Daytona in the first stage.
I know.
So he managed to hang in there and keep his car together and go on and finish high enough. I don't remember his spot, but you're right. He would have been knocked out had a non-playoff driver or non-standings driver won the race. So non-winner, I guess, what you just said, and that's correct. So anyway, good news for Hendrick Motorsports on that one.
Yeah, another for me, picking Hamlin, who was a non-factor. He has a great track record in the 500, the Daytona 500. He does not have a good track record in the summer night race, and I guess, I paid the price for that. He, got caught up in the wreck and just, tried to get around the best he could. What was interesting, too, though, You know, I almost took Logano last week after you took Blaney. We knew the Fords would be strong there, and Cindric got caught up in a wreck as well. But really, like, Logano was going to win that race. He had the car. He was out front. And a lot of times, you know, he's been – when he's been out front, people have bumped him, things like that, and he's an aggressive driver himself. But I guess he just spun out. I mean, I didn't really see anybody in when he lost it. I guess he got loose. I didn't really see anybody to blame other than him, right, Matt? I mean, he just got loose and spun out and probably cost himself the victory.
He could have easily. Just like he lost it. And you don't expect that from a veteran driver, but you don't know all the conditions. You know, a tire could have been going low. He could have gotten a shove somewhere, although I didn't see it. Sometimes you don't necessarily have to get shoved. Just have someone take the air off your rear. So, I don't know. He was certainly up there, but I'm with you. It looked like he just lost it, spun out, and that opened it up. Otherwise, you might have had a different Penske driver in victory lane at Daytona.
And you look now, We're ready to go to the playoffs, round of 16 at Darlington, and we'll get to the track and we'll get to our predictions in a moment. But you look at the standings now, and William Byron, they still have he's the regular season champion, right, Matt?
According to this, Kyle Larson.
Okay.
So I'm Yeah, that's what I've got. He's got 866 to 863. I guess Kyle Larson's a regular season champ.
Okay, I thought I heard on NASCAR radio that it was Byron. Because I'm looking at it right now, and they both have 32 playoff points, and then there's Hamlin with 29, Blaney with 26. I mean, still kind of – I look at this stuff. I still have a hard time trying to figure it out because you have the stage points, you have the wins, you have the top fives, the 10 top tens, and the DNFs. But regardless –
you got two guys that are in front of Hamlin, and Hamlin has the most wins with four.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Well, I guess where I'm going with this is you got 16 drivers, and I need a refresher course. We do this every year, but I want you to give – both our listeners and me are a refresher course. So when you start with more playoff points than somebody else, those carry over, or are we starting back at zero? How does it work?
No, they carry over their race four. Let's see, they're going to Darlington this week. And here's the point I want to make after I get they'll go to Darlington, then they'll go to Chicago, Bristol night race, all right. Then they'll go to New Hampshire. So, and then they just, they'll eliminate four until they get down to the last race. And there'll be four running for the championship. It's pretty cool stuff. A lot of people aren't as enthralled with it as others, but that's the way it goes. But if you notice, there are no road course races in the first four. What do you think that's going to do with SVG?
That's going to hurt him. I mean, no doubt about it. So,
hurt him big time.
Hey, listen, Matt, I do have it pulled up here because that's why, again, it's confusing. This is from NASCAR.com. William Byron wins 2025 regular season championship. With a 12th place finish, William Byron clinched the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series regular season championship on Saturday at Richmond. It marks the first regular season championship for the 27-year-old from Charlotte, who he'd already won it, I guess, prior to, I mean, that's.
Does it say he was tied with Larson and broke the tie with the number of wins?
Well, it says he clinched it. It says he clinched it at Richmond. So he would have clinched prior to, again, it's a confusing deal, but
yeah, it is, because I'm just sitting here looking at standings.
Yeah, I see it too. I see Larson actually on top at one, even though they both have 32 playoff points. So, but that's, you know, again, I guess I was trying to figure out is what do you get for clinching the regular season championship, do you get bonus points or something? How does that work? What do you get? Because nobody remembers the regular season champion. They remember the series champion.
Last year, there was controversy with the regular season champ not getting something, and I can't even remember. I know they get a trophy.
Yeah. All right, we move on to Fame Track. We move on to Darlington, and give us the track report.
It's a really cool shape. It's an egg-shaped oval. Remember last year me telling you that the smaller end of the egg, the top of the egg, so to speak, was designed that way so they wouldn't disturb the environment. There's a really cool fishing pond at the end of the track, and that's why they built the smaller end. I've always thought that was kind of a cool story, but it's 1.3 bankings in the turns, 23 degrees one end, 25, 4 degrees on the straightaways. It is one of NASCAR's most historic tracks, and it was built because the original owner had watched the Indy race, and he was just amazed at how many fans there were. And he said, "We can do this with NASCAR." And it turns out he was right. Winningest driver there is one of our old favorites, is David Pearson.
Yeah, Silver Fox. Yep.
10 times.
Jeez.
I tell you what, when he raced, he won.
He sure did. It was, like I told you, I think he was as talented as anybody that's ever done it. This is a nighttime race as well. It's Sunday night. Yeah. The Cookout Southern 500. I get the first pick, and this is one of those times I almost wish you had the first pick, because I don't know. I'm looking at some numbers. Who won this race last year, Matt? Can't even remember.
Hamlin?
Who was it?
He's the winningest driver. The last 5 years, I think he has 3 wins.
Who's that?
Hamlin.
Oh, Hamlin, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
He won in 2024, I believe.
Yeah. This is not a good track for Blaney, even though Blaney's hot. I mean, he's really hot. Even before that win, they had been racking up top fives. But I don't think he's got a great track record here. Logano's been decent from the Penske stable. I'm looking at a Chevrolet or Toyota here, though. I think William Byron is really good here. And you mentioned Hamlin. But I've read Hamlin several times this year, and he's not come through for me, although this would be a nice bounce back race for him with his.
He didn't do you any favors this past weekend.
No, none. So I'm narrowed it down to Byron or Hamlin. Byron's been really consistent this year. Hendrick's going to be strong. I'm going to go with William Byron.
So you're taking the champ into 10 to go.
I am.
I'm going to take the guy I thought it was who isn't. I'm going to take Kyle Larson.
Okay.
He's not that this means a whole lot, but people do bet. Larson is the favorite, followed by William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin.
Well, if people are listening and they want to bet, I'm sure they're going to run out and bet on Kyle Larson based on your track record for picking this year.
I've had a fortune year. There's no question about that.
So. And not on me. So, all right, the classic question that we always discuss, Keselowski, Busch, these are marquee drivers, even though they're on the latter end of their career. They didn't make it. You know, Priest, who's had a really good – there's going to be some good drivers that aren't in that top 16. And as we narrow it down, even to 12, to 8, to 4, and, you know, that are still out there running. Like we talked about before, every other sport, when you're out of the playoffs, you don't compete. In NASCAR, you're on the track with playoff drivers, but you got to, these guys still have stuff to race for. They're still trying to satisfy sponsor responsibilities, trying to set themselves up for next season. So it's a cat and mouse game. particularly early in the playoffs when there's still 16 drivers, you're going to see these non-playoff drivers driving hard too. It's a chance for them to win, right? Guys like a Keselowski and Busch who don't have a win, they're not going to back off if just because they're racing playoff drivers, will they, Matt?
No, they won't. And I would think especially vets like Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski. But then again, on the veteran side, they're experienced and savvy enough now to probably not wreck somebody that's in the playoffs, especially since both have teammates. I'll tell you one guy that'll wreck them all, won't care, is Carson Hocevar, and I'll bet he comes into play in these last 10 races.
Oh, he will. He's one of those guys, young, brash. You know, he's looking to pick a fight anyway, so he wants to get on the board. Chase Briscoe won the race last year. Jeff Peyton just texted me that.
Okay, good.
So we need one of us.
Yeah, he does a great job keeping up with our
stuff. Sure does. And Chase Briscoe's a guy to, you know, got to watch. But all right, so I got Byron and you got Larson, and we got a Sunday evening race. We got college football this weekend. We got some Sunday college football too. But I like the fact that it's going to be an evening race on Sunday night. So because I'm working all week and Sunday. I'm off Sunday, so Sunday I'm going to get out and do something. So I can, even with college football going on Sunday as well.
Well, that's all good, and I can't wait for Saturday. By the way, I'll be on this station and some of your sister stations at Town Square.
That's right. Yeah, plug that for sure, Matt.
Yeah, 9:30 we'll be at Grandstand, DC and I don't know if he'll be there this Saturday, but really good players back in the mid 2000s. Is that how you say it? Mid 2000s?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Wallace Gilberry is going to join us a few times. You remember what a good defensive end he was?
I'm doing a podcast with him.
Oh.
We just started. You got your podcast. Yeah, Inside, which runs on Tide, by the way. Inside the Trenches with featuring Wallace Gilberry and Andre Smith with Rodney Orr and me every Monday night at 7 here on Tide and WNSP and Mobile. And so, yeah, I definitely remember Wallace Gilberry for sure.
Well, that's good, man. He's really coming out as a media man, isn't he?
He absolutely is, man. I'm telling you, he's one of those guys, and you're going to be doing – when Wallace calls you up and has an idea, I like Tommy Wilcox. It's like when Tommy – you know, I started on Tommy Wilcox's outdoor show, quick story. That's 22 years ago. When Tommy called me, we had done some Alabama football replays. He was my analyst, but he called me in the summer of 2003 and said, hey, I want to do an outdoor show. I need some help on the TV. And this was probably May or June, and I never done an outdoor show, but I had the TV – We did our first show with Rick and Bubba and ran it on the air September 2003. About 2 or 3 months later, we went from a concept to a TV show, 30-minute outdoor show. Same thing with Wallace. He called Roddy and I about this podcast maybe 6 weeks ago, and we started it on Monday night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
With success, I might add.
Yeah, and he's going to be, and like I said, dude, he's going to be doing some stuff with y'all too. So, yeah, he's going full. But that's the way he is, man. When he says, I'm going to do something, boom, here we go. No, no.
Well, I just remember him as a really good player. Was he a captain?
I don't know. 2007, Saban's first year, he was, you know, he's top 10 in sacks, career sacks at UA with 21.5, and then played 9 years in the league. And
undrafted.
Undrafted, and that motivated the heck out of him, he said. So he's, but yeah, y'all, that'll be a great pregame show, man. Looking, will y'all do postgame too?
Yeah, we'll do post-game, Wyatt, myself. I think this week it'll probably air around 7:30 or 8. So,
yeah.
It's a good weekend. I really expect Alabama to look sharp. You were talking about Ryan Grubb a little while ago. I think he's going to make a lot of difference offensively.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what happens at Tallahassee. And roll tide, Gary. Roll tide, Chase. I'll see y'all Saturday.
All right, Matt. Once again, outstanding picking. But I'm not giving up. I at least hope I can come back and make it competitive during the playoffs. Have a good one.
You know, last year I think you won at least two during the playoffs. So I'm not counting.
Thanks, Matt.
See you, man.
Bye. All right, 9:50 here on the Gary Harris Show, and we're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. Going to have a busy hour number two ahead as well. And again, kind of a an appetizer for what I got going on the rest of the week. Tomorrow in studio, but Friday's at the Free. I'll be at Innisfree Irish Pub. Again, they don't open until 11, but if you want to swing by, you know, people have come by and can get in the side door and can hang out. I'll be over there from 9 to 11 doing my show. Chase will be back here in the control room. But I've got SEC point spread predictions on Friday, and I've got a talk with Tom over at T-Town Menswear. Chase, it snuck up on me, but, you know, usually we do our Friday Alabama football trivia giveaways, and we give away great prints, and it's been a very popular segment, so I'll get up with Tom, and we'll try to start that Friday as well. Chase, we've been talking about it. Chase is back there. I mean, I'm just in a blur. Just had Tider Insider TV last night. But then Friday I've got my sports cast. Got a radio show live at Innisfree. All my sports cast. 10:30, 11:30 football Friday. Get up Saturday morning, drive to Birmingham. Do the UWA Fort Valley State game. I was going to stay in Birmingham Saturday night, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be ready just to come home. Get back home Saturday night and crash, and then Sunday catch my breath, and then we'll start it up again on Monday. But anyway, we'll come back and wrap up hour number one of the program right after this.
We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other.
Join us Saturday, August 30th as the Crimson Tide open the 2025 season in Tallahassee against Florida State. On your home for Alabama football, the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at dchsystem.com.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Available for after hours.
Boom all season long. Shop Labor Day savings now through September 3rd, only at the Home Depot. See select stores for details.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today. The sky's sunny, the high 83. Tonight, mostly fair and pleasant, the low 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day. Then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night. The high in the low 80s at 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to The Gary Harris Show.
Goal line in touchdown, Alabama.
On your home for Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9.
And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. And we're going to wrap it up for hour number one. It's been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union. Hour number two is on the way. We're going to get the Florida State spin on the game Saturday from Allison Posey, sportscaster WCTV in Tallahassee at 10:15. Also, Larry the Music Man featuring Carrie Lane, talented country singer at 10:30. And we'll get in some more phone calls as well. The second hour of the Gary Harris Show is on the way. Also, let me mention to you before we go to the second hour, holiday weekend coming up. And I know there's college football, but it's also a big weekend for golfers. And Tall Pines in Tuscaloosa is a hidden gem. It's very, very simple. It's over there in the Woodland Forest neighborhood. So give them a call, 205-556-1232. Make a tee time today. and enjoy a beautiful golf course in a great setting. 205-556-1232. Hidden gem in Tuscaloosa is Tall Pines Golf Club. All right, the second hour of the Gary Harris Show is on the way.
Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, Chris Perfect.
NFL cutdown day saw some veteran wide receivers and many more around the league getting released, including Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Pro Bowler Hunter Renfrow, and veteran Robert Woods. The Detroit Lions are waiving rookie defensive end Ahmad Hassanein with an injury settlement. There's only 50 on the 53-man roster for the Lions, indicating they will still make some moves. Preseason star James Houston will make the roster for the Dallas Cowboys, getting the edge rusher some work as the Micah Parsons situation remains curious. Saints have named Spencer Rattler as their starting quarterback and also releasing running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. In baseball, the Athletics got a walk-off walk against the Detroit Tigers, winning 7-6 in 10 innings, and the Mets walk off the Phillies 6-5, and the Brewers come back and walk off the Diamondbacks 9-8.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV. Crimson Tide kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, let's do this. Hour number two of the Gary Harris Show is on the air. Great first hour. Our thanks to Matt Coulter for joining us for the NASCAR segment. And I got a busy second hour on tap as well. I'll run it down for you here in just a second. Though first, I need to tell you this hour, as always, being presented by my good friends at Patterson Law Firm. In Alabama, community means everything. And at the Patterson Law Firm, we're here when you need us most. If you're injured, you won't get a call center. You'll talk to real attorneys right here at home. Accessible, compassionate, committed. That's the Patterson Law Firm promise, and that's the difference. Call us if you have any legal questions. The phone number is easy to remember, 205-345-1000, 205-345-1000, or go to PattersonLawPC.com. Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for when you need us.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of services performed by other lawyers.
All right, football season is back, and it's a great time of the year, but it is also a time when oftentimes I know better than anybody, because with my crazy sports casting schedule, it's easy to let the fitness slip. You got football weekends, you're eating more as the fall comes on, and of course the holidays are right around the corner as well. And, you know, I can do really well in the spring and the summer, but I say it every year. This football season, I'm not going to let myself go. And inevitably, it can happen without you even really realizing it. You just cut back to the gym a little bit. You know, you stay at the table a little bit longer. And the next thing you know, all those great gains you made in the spring and the summer are going by the wayside, and you're waiting until January. Now that I'm in my 60s, that doesn't work for me. I've got to try to stay fit during the year. As you know, as we talk about often, me being a YMCA member for over 20 years, I believe in the why, and I believe in personal training. I think that's a ticket that many of you, if you're having trouble getting over the fitness hump, need to consider. The YMCA has a full staff of certified personal trainers that will work with you in a 30-minute session, a 60-minute session, individually or as a duo with a friend or significant other. One of those excellent trainers is Michael Johnson, and he now joins us on the Storage Center Hotline to talk about all of the different packages and personal training available at the Y. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you on, man. Listen, I'm a personal training advocate. I think you know that. And for people that have challenging schedules or maybe for whatever reasons aren't getting the results that they need. Personal training with the staff at the Y can help them. They've still got to put the work in. That's the, you know, that's the thing. You can't do it for them, but you can certainly help them get on the right track, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What we, how we look at personal training over at the Y, we're really guides that provide the information that they need and the access to the equipment that they need to go ahead and help them achieve their goals. And we are very, very flexible in working with all of our clients. And we make sure that all their time is maximized, whether it be in a 30-minute or a 60-minute session individually or in a group, small group setting, a duo setting.
Yeah, that's a great thing about it. This is not a template. I mean, you're certified in NASM, certified personal training, strength and conditioning, and you've got a varied approach based on the client, based on their age, based on their gender. So it's not like you're just pulling out a sheet of paper and everybody's doing the same workout, right? You're customizing the workout for the individual.
Yep. Every person is unique and every person comes in to the gym looking to work with a personal trainer with their own abilities and skill levels. So we have to go ahead and we have to account for that. And what we do, what we like to go ahead and do is we like to bring them on in. We like to have a good conversation with them, you know, establish a really good working relationship, and then get into everything that we want to go ahead and do out on the floor based on what they have told us about their ability level, any injuries that they might have experienced in the past, any current aches and pains that might be holding them behind. So we really take into account everybody's ability level, skill level, and where they're at in their own personal fitness journey.
Yeah, I've seen you working with clients in there at the Y and all the trainers. I mean, that's another thing too. I have been at gyms before where I've, and you know what I'm talking about, and this is not to knock trainers, but the Y, you don't get this at the Y, but I've been at gyms where I have seen people training and I've looked over there and I've seen the trainer just kind of looking around at the gym and glancing at a sheet of paper. I see the trainers at the Y, whether it's you, Riley Strickland, Bennett Elmore, all of you, the focus on the client, man, for that 30 minutes or that hour, you're dialed in.
Right. Yep. Yep. We're present and we're making sure that, again, like they're getting the most out of that 30 or 60 minute session that they went ahead and signed up for. Because, I mean, what they came in to do, they came in to experience the results that they wanted. And you know, as trainers, we're making sure that they're going to go ahead and get there. So we're present. We're going in and we're getting the work done. And we're having fun too. We're having fun doing it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, I mentioned at the top, there's a lot of different packages available. There's a lot of different trainers. So, you know, and trainers are different too. I mean, you got different areas of expertise. So that's the thing about it, having a group of certified trainers the way that you do. You can match the client too. You know, there may be a female client who would rather work with a female trainer, or, you know, you may have a husband and wife that want to work as, you know, you can work around whatever the member or members want, right?
That's correct. That's correct. You can work around whatever the members want, and you can work with a male trainer, a female trainer. If that's something that you want to go ahead and work for, you can go ahead and jump on and do duo sessions. If you want to go ahead and do it as a partnership or a husband and wife, or just if you're two friends that want to go ahead and come on. And I'll piggyback off what you're saying on the personal training and then going into our packages a little bit. Through September, we now are offering a personal training special, 20% off all packages. So if you're interested in, you know, a 30-minute, 60-minute, or like I said, you want to jump on and do a duo session with a husband and wife, or you're just two friends that want to go ahead and jump on this fitness journey together, you can do that. It's a September personal training special, 20% off every single one of our packages that we do offer.
Yeah, so specials going on for the month of September. It's a great time. If people are not members at the Y and are listening to this and say, hey, I want to get personal training, do you have you have to be a member to enjoy the personal training services? Am I right? Or can you get personal training packages for non-members? How does that work?
Right now, you have to go ahead and sign up as a member. That's what we're looking for.
Right.
To go ahead and get access to all the personal training that we do offer, and then you'll be actually able to get access to that 20% off all of the packages that we are offering through the month of September.
All right. If people want to do this, 2313 Street, 205-345-9622, YMCA Tuscaloosa.org. And at the website, if you just look for personal training. There's a full page there that explains a lot of this too, but it's a good time to take advantage of these specials, right, Michael?
It is a great time. And then also through the month of September, we're waiving our join fee as well to September 15th. So take advantage of those personal training specials. Sign up, become a member with that no join fee that we're waiving through the month of September to September 15th.
Yeah, get on board right now. And as I said at the top too, I mean, again, anytime, listen, I mean, I've been up and down with fitness my whole life. I mean, I've got grip periods, so I know better than anybody. And I used to say, well, I'm going to start on this date, or I'm going to get through the start tomorrow. It's never a bad time to start. And you know this as a trainer, people can make all kinds of excuses. And if you're always looking to start next week, next month, next year, sometimes you'll never get started. Just go ahead and pull the trigger right now.
Yep. That is true. The first best time to start was yesterday. The second best time to start is today, right now.
That's right. Thank you, Michael.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Michael Johnson from the YMCA, Certified Personal Trainers, training specials for the month of September. Go by the Y and see them at 2300 13th Street downtown. All right, it's 10 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, and we're going to get to the timeout. When we come back, special guest, first-time guest, Allison Posey, sportscaster, WCTV in Tallahassee, Florida. She's going to break down the Alabama-Florida State game from the Florida State perspective. That's next right here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
From the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here at the TuscaloosaThread.com headlines brought to you by Tuscaloosa Mazda. Dale Phillips will be sworn in as the new mayor of Northport on November 3rd. He'll be joined by Turnley Smith, Woodrow Washington, Jamie Conger, Jamie Dykes, and Danny Higdon on the Northport City Council. Alabama U.S. Senator Katie Britt, discounting Democrat claims that rural health care will be devastated by President Trump's budget.
I think that is going to be life-changing, so I'm excited about where that can go and the difference that that can make.
Appearing on Alpha Zagcast, she says $500 million were allocated. 42-year-old Nathaniel Barry Anderson has been charged with the murder of his father and the attempted murder of his mother in Jasper on Tuesday. At Tuscaloosa Mazda, we've expanded our showroom to serve you better. Come see our new and pre-owned Mazda lineup offering fuel efficiency advanced.
The fun. Win big. Let's roll into Pearl River Resort.
Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Alabama Crimson Tide lives right here.
Down to the pylon. Touchdown, Alabama.
On Tide 100.9.
All right, 10:15. Welcome back in to the Gary Harris Show here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. Gary Harris, Chase Brumfield with you, and it's time to talk Bama Florida State from the Florida State perspective. And we've got a great first-time guest on the program, Allison Posey, sports reporter anchor for WCTV, the CBS affiliate in Tallahassee. Interesting story on Allison. Both her parents are Florida State alums. She was born in Tallahassee but raised in Gainesville and wound up going to the University of Florida and winning a national championship on UF's club softball team. So this is kind of like Alabama Auburn here in this state. I mean, Allison, good morning. Are you a Florida State girl or are you a Gator girl? I know you're a sports reporter, but how do you handle that?
So let's be honest here. The more Florida State wins, the cooler my job is. So let's go Noles.
Yeah, when you're in a city covering a team, and people always ask me about, are you an Alabama fan? Hey, so I'm a fan of any team I cover because it's a heck of a lot
exactly.
more fun.
The winning team.
Yeah, when they're winning, it's a whole lot of fun. All right, let's dive Absolutely. Right in because, man, this Florida State story the last couple of years has just been nuts. Undefeated 2 years ago And I'm gonna piggyback on this in a minute too about the kind of the resentment some out Florida State fans have toward Alabama, even though they had nothing to do with it. But undefeated 2 years ago, left out of the college football playoff, which was, if I was a Florida State fan, I would have just been just as upset as anybody else that's a Florida State fan. But didn't get in, then had some opt-outs, got absolutely clocked in the Orange Bowl by Florida State. And then last year, I don't think anybody saw this coming, 2-10, just a horrible team. Now you've reshaped, or Mike Norvell has reshaped the roster, 50 new players, new coordinators, a new start, and lo and behold, you get Bama, the team that a lot of Florida State fans blame for not getting in the playoff 2 years ago at newly renovated Doak Campbell Stadium. I know, I imagine it. Tallahassee's hyped right now for Saturday.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if fans could take it out on anybody, this is the game they want to win. And it's just, like you said, it's been so just up and down. I mean, 2 years ago, we were in Charlotte for the ACC championship game. So coming off the high of winning that game, you wake up Sunday morning, you turn on the playoff, you're expected to see, you know, top four, where are we going to go? What seed are we going to get? And just utter disbelief. I mean, just sitting in that hotel lobby with about 15 other Florida State fans, I mean, just jaws were on the floor. And then you turn around last year, like you said, and just a season everyone would like to forget. Shelve it in the back of the memory. And what better redemption would it be for Florida State to come out on Saturday and get a big win over Alabama? And we'll see what happens, because this is a very new-look Florida State football team.
Yeah, it is. And this is the new era that we're in. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that if you had been 2-10, you probably the next year would be saying, well, maybe we win 5 or 6. But now you can go out and totally retool your roster due to the transfer portal. And Florida State had great success doing that 2 years ago. Last year obviously didn't work out as well, but they're taking another shot at it. You know the personnel on this team. How do you feel about this roster just from a talent standpoint alone? Is it going to be a team that can stack up better than last year's?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a roster, too, but you also have to look at a new coaching
staff. Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
We have a new offensive coordinator in Gus Malzahn. Yes. You have a new defensive coordinator in Tony White, who's not just a new DC, but he's running a 3-3-5 defense, which this Florida State football team has not run before.
Right.
So you have a brand-new defensive scheme. So it's really, you talk about a new-look football team, you're not talking personnel-wise. You're talking about coordinator. You're talking about just the offense and the defense they're running. But, yeah, I mean, new faces. Obviously, Tommy Castellanos at quarterback. He's been kind of the heralded transfer portal guy, and I know Alabama fans know who he is because he's been very vocal about how he feels about this team and their chances on Saturday. But also the offensive line. It's kind of been Florida State's Achilles heel since they won that national championship in 2013. They just haven't been able to get it right. They went in the portal, got some really good guys for the O-line. Some receivers, too. A guy Alabama fans might recognize the name of Pearl White. He's from Tennessee. We've got a transfer from USC as well. So a lot of guys on the offensive side of the ball, but also on the defensive side of the ball. You're going to see a lot of new faces that Norvell hopes that he has brought in to help this team kind of get over that 2-10 feeling and get them back where they need to be.
Yeah, now they have brought in some talent. And you mentioned Tony White on defense, and then there's Gus Malzahn, who I have to tell you, mm-hmm. covering this Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen a guy that had – and I don't mean this in a bad way. I think, you know, he was at Auburn, but he had as much competitive – I'll call it competitive dislike for the University of Alabama as any coach I've seen. I mean, he understood the rivalry, and I think – you know, had some incredible wins, as we know, including the kick six, one of the all-time great games. But even in games that he lost, I mean, he just, you know, he built up a not hatred, but like I said, a real competitive dislike for Alabama. So there's no doubt in my mind that even though he was at UCF, he gives up a head coaching job to be a coordinator. I think he's biting at the bit to get a crack at Alabama. I think there's no doubt. And you mentioned Castellanos popping off. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, he popped off. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
for lack of a better term, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and said that he didn't think Alabama's, that Nick Saban wasn't here to save him, and he didn't think Alabama's defense could stand up against him. So there's a lot of storyline going into this game, and as we've alluded to, I think there's going to be Alabama's going to come into a hostile environment with a football team that whether or not they're good enough to stand up over 60 minutes against the Tide, we'll find out. But there's no doubt they'll be ready to play the game.
Yeah, I know for sure. And you mentioned Gus Malzahn. I mean, if there's anybody that understands Alabama, it's him. I mean, at Auburn, you talk about that. I mean, it's a hatred, you know, whether you want to say it or not. But if there's a guy that understands this team and this program and what it went to beat Alabama, it is Gus Malzahn. And this team, I mean, like you said, yes, they want to beat Alabama, but more than anything, they want to shake that chip off their shoulder. 2-10 is not acceptable at any elite program, but especially at Florida State, when, again, you arguably should have been in the college football playoff just 365 days before. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bad blood. There's a lot of negative taste in the mouth. There's been, like you said, a lot of smack talk from this team, and the confidence is high. I mean, just talking from the guys, they're ready to prove what they've been working on. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what we're going to see on Saturday, because this is such a new-look football team. And I don't know how what the media gets to see in Tuscaloosa, but we were limited to 20 minutes this year of fall camp. No spring practice, jeez. 20 minutes of fall camp. In that 20 minutes, it was interesting to see just the dynamic of practice. I mean, seeing Gus Malzahn really involved with the offense. I mean, walking around, yelling at guys, talking to guys. Just kind of a different eye than what we've seen over the last couple years. So that was interesting to see. But like I said, just so much fueling this team and so many new guys. It'll be interesting to see how they piece it together, because as you know, the portal can be a blessing and the portal can be a curse. We saw the blessing with Florida State over the last couple years when they were able to get guys like Trey Benson, like Jared Verse. I mean, Jordan Travis wasn't even originally a Florida State guy. He was at Louisville first and transferred in. Mm-hmm. So you talk about the portal being a blessing, but then you talk about it being a curse. And mm-hmm. those guys that he got out of the portal last year did not pan out. So we'll see if the guys that he got this year can piece together, can get together. I think the biggest difference with this team is that they have a leader, whether he pops off or not. Tommy Castellanos is a guy that everyone has praised about being that leader in the locker room, about bonding this team together, and that's what you need from your quarterback. Can it be a difference maker? We're going to see on Saturday.
Well, we saw a similar personality type and really a similar type of game in Diego Pavia last year, lead Vanderbilt to a victory over Alabama. Yeah, more on Castellanos and Malzahn. I mean, he actually signed with Malzahn at Central Florida, transferred to mm-hmm. Boston College, and then left, Bill O'Brien to come to Florida State. So they know each other well. There's some history there. He recruited him. What do you think he will bring to the table as a quarterback? He's a dual threat guy. Malzahn, I think, in his offense, needs a quarterback that can run. I just 100%. Think they work better. Yeah. And so do you think he will you've already said you like him as a player. Is he a guy that can lead this team to some big things?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you mentioned that just being the dual threat guy is going to be the difference maker. We saw that with DJ last year. Not a mobile guy. I mean, just couldn't get it done. So, yeah, I mean, I think that when he does get in trouble, he's able to keep this offensive line. This offense alive, and that's what this Florida State team needs. That's something that Jordan Travis, keep going back mm-hmm. to him, but that's something that he was so good at, mm-hmm. was that when the play was dead, when he couldn't find a receiver open, he was able to keep a play alive with his feet, and that's what I think Castellanos brings back to this offense. He's able to keep plays alive. He's able to see downfield, and we'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, with so many new guys, you hope that connection is there, because there's a lot of guys at receiver that he's going to have to form quick bonds with if we want to see that success. But yeah, I think just being able to kind of take that next step and really make this offense multidimensional is what this team needs. And like you said, that's the type of offense that Gus needs. He needs that type of quarterback, and the fact that they have a prior connection, I think, is going to pay off dividends here in the future.
Yeah, you alluded to Deuce Robinson, the former five-star, the transfer from USC. Yeah. I mean, this guy's 6'6". We know a couple years ago when Florida State had those big wide receivers, man, sometimes you just throw it up. How much of an impact do you think he'll make on this team?
I think he's going to make a huge impact. And again, you talk about guys that make an impact from the portal. That's an impact player that you need. That guy with the height, the guy that can make plays happen, the guy that if the throw isn't exactly there, he's going to go up and get it. And you talk about a guy that's just fun to talk to, a personality guy. Deuce is funny, man. Like, being a guy, he's originally from Arizona, but spent time in California, so the weather's a little bit different than the pit that is Tallahassee, that's hot and humid, and he was joking around at practice. just a fun personality, a guy to be around. So you talk about he's like that with us, with the media, and you know, being with the media, just when you have a guy that's personable, you wonder what he's like on the team. And by all accounts, he's a guy that this offense has rallied around too. So you talk about those personality types. This team is just a different personality than last year. And I think that's been the most exciting thing in this offseason to cover them, is just getting to know them, seeing those personalities gel and kind of blossom and grow together. I think Deuce is going to be just kind of that locker room guy, but also an impact player on the field.
Great insight. And I'm going to try to get a couple more minutes with Allison Posey. I want to ask you about Mike Norvell, because when he got there, you know, I remember the loss of Jacksonville State. It was kind of a sluggish start. Then 2 years ago, like you said, an incredible season that did not end the way that Florida State fans would have liked. Yeah. And then last year, the debacle. How is he viewed right now by Florida State fans? Do they still feel like he's the guy and he's going to be able to take them where they want to go? Or is there still some skepticism in regards to Mike Norvell?
I think it's who you ask. I mean, if we're being honest, and I think there's been some people that haven't been on the Mike Norvell train as long as he's been here. When you have to remember that Mike came in, I don't know if disaster is the right word, but it was a mess. He inherited, Willie Taggart came in after Jimbo Fisher. This team had a lot of academic struggles that I don't think a lot of people realize. I mean, they were that APR score was teetering on penalties for mm-hmm. this program, and that's how bad it was here in Tallahassee. So Willie Taggart inherited that. We all know how that ended. And then Mike Norvell came in and had to clean up that. But he also came in, his first season was a COVID year. So you talk about inheriting a program that's not well, just culture-wise, academic-wise, and then having it be a weird season where people were getting sick and testing and having to hold people out, and they had games canceled because of COVID. Just not a good first year to try to establish roots and get things settled and get kind of your culture and how you want things established. It just wasn't a good year. So to come out of that a couple years later, lead them to, again, arguably should have been in the college football playoff, to have that happen and then have last year happen, it's been so up and down. I mean, again, there's been people that haven't been sold with him since day one. There's people that are giving him another opportunity that say, you know what, last year, kind of weird. You lost so many guys off that 2023 squad. I think this year is going to be make or break for him, though. I honestly believe that. I think he's got to make a bowl game, and you have to win the big three. You have Miami at home, huge rivalry. You're on the road at Florida, and you're off the road at Clemson. You've got to win two of those three.
All right, Allison, about a minute left. Understand there's rain in the forecast, and I've been reading something about the, you know, of course, this new turf side. Could the field conditions make an impact in this game if there's rain?
No, I don't think so. We just had a look at the field a minute ago. The field looks beautiful. The renovations are great. I know they're really excited to show off the stadium to everybody coming in town.
Yeah,
it's going to be hot, though.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water and bring a poncho.
Hydrate. All right. Can you give us a prediction? How do you see this one coming down?
Spread, I think, is 13.5 right now, for being honest. I just think because there's so many questions around this Florida State football team, honestly, I would be shocked if they come out with a win. I think if they keep it close within two touchdowns, within that kind of spread, I think that's a success. Because, again, there are so many questions with this team, and I just don't know how they're going to fare against that good Alabama defense. Going to go, 35-21.
You know what? I have it 27-13, so I think we're kind of on the same page here, that Florida State can hang in and make Alabama earn it. But over 60 minutes, I think we agree it'll be tough for them to keep up, but hey, that's why they play the game. All right, tell everybody, if they want to follow some Florida State Alabama coverage, where they can find you.
Absolutely, at Allison Posey 14, Alison, one out Allison, Posey 14 on Twitter. I'm active all the time. Join me there. We'll have some fun.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
All right, great stuff. All right, we're going to come back with Larry the Music Man. Carrie Lane is going to join us as well, and she's going to do some singing for us. I had a really popular segment with her a few weeks back. So we got music next here on the Gary Harris Show. We do a little bit of everything. We'll be right back.
About Ozempic, semaglutide injections, 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Oh, 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 Ozempic. Oh. Covering universe. University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child.
All right, 10:34, old John Prine brings us back in, requested by Kerry Lane. It's the Larry the Music Man segment, and so go ahead and punch Kerry up as well, because I don't want to cut anybody off here, because when we're dealing with two people in the same time and trying to take calls, I have been known to cut people off. But welcome back into the Gary Harris Show, the Larry the Music Man segment. So we got Larry, we got you on with Kerry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Kerry, so glad to have you back on the Rebel Rose of Alabama.
Thank y'all for having me.
Gary, I think, yeah, man, listen, been a while. I've been looking forward to this for a week. Gary, people are going to hear, the callers and listeners going to hear something today. They're going to hear how multi-talented she is with any type of music. And she'll tell you more about that. But, Kerry, what are you doing? What's going on this week for you? As far as gigs this week,
I have just kind of a couple of my favorite spots. I've got a duo in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi with Chris Anderson at Rags to Riches, and then I'm playing out the weekend at Shaggy's and Past Christian, which is one of the most beautiful sunset views you can get. And I was telling Larry, September is going to be pretty much all about country music. I'm playing with my band Ghost Gamblers at one of our casinos down here, Island View Casino in Gulfport, and it's going to be all like 70s, 80s, 90s, like classic country. So I said, well, you know what, today let me stretch my legs and do some other genres for fun, just show that I have some versatility and can do some other stuff. So
girl, I know you can. I've heard you before. And your band is that is a very good band, Gary. She has top notch, the top players in Mississippi, Alabama, all over.
Oh, yeah. You don't play as consistently as she does and her band does unless you're talented and you're good and you can keep people coming back in. I know enough about the music business to know that. You got to draw, right, Gary? Larry, you got to bring them in.
You do. And I always tell people the show part is kind of the fun part. That's the fun part for me. I always tell people we get paid for the other parts, for the load in, the learning the songs, honing your craft, making sure, you know, like, because it's not as physical as football, but I mean, there is some training to it. You have to, you have to have some talent and hone your craft where, you know, your voice is a muscle. Learning to play guitar and learning all these songs, it's some muscle memory and putting in some work.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Well, Larry, do we want Kerry to go ahead and do one for us?
Let's turn her loose. I think she's got a medley, Gary. Then callers want to call in.
Yeah, we can. That's why. Yeah, it's good for her to go ahead and play, because to get to have both of y'all on the line and take callers, Chase has to kind of finagle the phone line. So let's go ahead and let Kerry play her medley, and that'll get people excited.
All right, sounds good. Goes nothing.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to say hello from the other side. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you how sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart. I put a spell on you because you're mine. Oh, you better stop the things you are doing. Look at, don't look at.
If you're listening, of course, we had Kariana. There are some artists, now I'm just going to tell you, that wouldn't do this, that wouldn't come on a radio show with just a guitar and no chance to have any type of auto-tune or backing band and just sing into their phone to go out live on a radio station. You have to have talent and confidence to do that, and because you don't have anybody else with you, and there's no chance to clean up the sound. It's just you and the guitar. Thank you, Kerry. That was outstanding.
Thank you.
Some rock, some everything.
And you, and listen, it gives folks an idea, you know, about your shows, the versatility that you have and the band has to play, you know, different genres of music. That is cool. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break because we got to get one in. Might as well go ahead and do it now. This is a good time to take the break. And then when we come back, we can go right up all the way to the end of the show. All right. If you want to call in and talk to Kerry, we can. Chase can finagle it, 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904. That's the number on the Storage Center hotline. And if you want to visit with Kerry Lane and Larry too, although we can, yeah, I hear their phones ringing now. They're lighting up. We may have to put Larry, if we're talking to Kerry, we may have to put you on hold. We'll figure it out. But we'll take our break and we'll come back and we'll have Larry and Kerry for the rest of the show. We'll be back after this.
A championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores.
Join us Saturday, August 30th as the Crimson Tide open the 2025 season in Tallahassee against Florida State on your home for Alabama football, the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi, online at pearlriverresort.com, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, online at Tuscaloosa.
345-1000. Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for you when you need us.
No representations made in the quality of legal services to be performed. Days greater than quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
365, 24-7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the road.
So for your backyard barbecues this season from our wide selection of grills under $300. Get your fall project started this Labor Day at the Home Depot.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose
our communities.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today. The sky's sunny, the high 83. Tonight, mostly fair and pleasant, the low 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny during the day. Then the chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the high in the low 80s at 82 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 78 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at.
All right, 1047. Welcome back in to Larry the Music Man segment. Larry is with us, and so is Kerry Lane. Got a social media message from Curtis. Wow, brother, I got one word for that sweet voice of Kerry Lane. Sensational. What a lovely voice. I can listen to her anytime, brother. Well, good. Glad you're enjoying it, and I'll check the app messages in a moment, too. But, all right, let's, Chase, what do we need to do? Can we get Raggy Glory on with both of them, or does Larry have to go on hold?
Larry would have to go on hold.
All right, Larry, you're going to have to go on hold for a moment so Raggy Glory can talk to Kerry Lane. But we'll get
Kerry, if we get a chance, I'd like to hear the rest of that Ed or James, the last one, okay?
Okay, let's get to Larry. Let me punch you. All right, Larry, you're Ragged Glory. You're on with Kerry Lane.
Hey, you can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. You can... Just don't call me Johnston. Hey, Kerry, oh, my gosh. Girl, you are an angel flying too close to the ground. There it is there. Bring it. You can do it all. Man. You know, and make it
surprising.
Go ahead, sweetie. You know,
that's one of the fun things about music. Shoot, and sports, too.
I'll tell you. And you do it your own way. And I think I told you that last time. You know what?
Yes.
Bring it. Bring it. And you're probably the only person that I've ever heard in voice and musical talent that could actually cover It Ain't My Mama's Broken Heart.
Yep.
I mean, but you're still yourself. You're still distinct. You're a cut above. And if you're ever down in Tuscaloosa, man, let me know. I don't care what. I'll hitchhike. I'll do anything to come and listen to you.
Well, maybe we can work on that. Maybe we can work on getting her show at one of the music venues here in Tuscaloosa. I've got some
contacts.
Maybe I can work on that.
Yep. All righty. Well, there it is there. Kerry, God bless you, girl. And you know what? Never give up. Never surrender. No retreat. And God bless you and your little family. All right?
Right back at you.
Thank you, Raggy Glory. Great stuff. All right, go ahead and punch Larry back through. All right, Larry, you're back on with us.
Yeah, what I was saying, Kerry, if we get a chance, I'd like to hear the rest of that last Ed or James song you went.
Well, if we're going to do it, we better go ahead and do it because you know how fast the time gets away from us. So, well, we got a few minutes here. Let's, Kerry, if you want to do it, go ahead and finish up Ed or James. Okay.
He can do that. Something told me When I saw you and her talking, something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking up, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, turning on. Baby, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me. I was just sitting here thinking of your kisses and your warm embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I hear to my lips now, baby, revealed the tears that ache on my face. Something told me it was over when I saw you and her. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Woo. The hair standing up on my arms. Good Lord.
Yeah, you talent.
Yeah, not many people tackle that just on.
No, not at all. I think Rag Glory may be on something. We're going to have to get Carrie booked up here, her and her band booked up here in Tuscaloosa. I'm going to see if I can find some.
That's what I was hoping for.
We can. How many, Carrie, because you are, you know, you do have a family, and I know you primarily work around the Gulf Coast. Do y'all ever venture out for gigs, though? You know, outside of the home area, several hours away, what's the furthest that you're willing to go to play?
For sure. My husband and I were talking about we need an extra excuse to come to a Bama game. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And with a family, how many nights a week do you generally try to play? How do you try to balance your schedule with life outside of music?
This has been a busy summer. During the summer, I mean, there were some weeks where it was five or six nights a week. Mm. When school starts, we, you know, pull back a little, which, I mean, everything slows down when school starts, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of business. But, you know, there are some days when we slap hands, you know, walking through the door when he gets home from work and I'm leaving out. But we just, you know, you have to be a team, make it work for everybody because the kids have, they play sports and do gymnastics and all that stuff. So we just try to schedule, keep things organized and work it out. And I think I told you before, my husband is a Marine veteran, so he is very good at the organization mm-hmm. and making everything run like mm-hmm.
What do you do for your voice? Because, I mean, again, you're singing as much as you do, and then you're, you know, I mean, I know you probably don't want to yell at your kids, but you probably have to from time to time. And how do you handle your, you know, trying to get enough rest for your voice? And I guess you do the vocal exercises, the hums. What is there a routine that you have?
There, when I did do, because I think we touched on that last time, I did do, I was on The Voice. And one of the things that the skill sets that I learned from that is they let you work with a professional mm-hmm. vocal. And so I saved all the vocal exercises and I'll do those. And it's just a matter, it's like I said earlier, it's weird to say that. I get maybe some people don't get it when you don't use your voice that much, but your voice is a muscle and you have to treat it like that. You have to warm up and know your limitations. That's my biggest thing. When I'm playing say 5 or 6 nights in a row, I'm not going to sing that Etta James song and Martina McBride and Whitney Houston all back to back. I have to know that I need to pace myself and save those for towards the end to, you know, or spread them out throughout my set. That way I'm not just blowing my voice out doing some of those really epic power ballads, you know.
Yeah, because it's you make it sound easy, but it's work. Cowboy messaged in, get Kerry booked on Alabama versus LSU weekend. That would be Larry. We got about 2 minutes left, man. So anything you want to cover with Kerry before we have to close it out?
Kerry, always we'll do this again. Man, give us some Joplin to finish out.
All right.
Oh boy.
Well, she's glad and bad when waiting for a train. Feeling near as steady as my jeans. Bobby's from the diesel down just before it rained. Rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my out of my dirty red bandana, I leaned off while Bobby sang blues. When she wiped her slap in time, my old Bobby playing my he sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Feeling good, it was easy, Lord, when we sang the blues. You know that. Feeling good, it was good enough for me. Yeah, it was good enough for me and my Bobby.
All right.
Wow. Thank you, Kerry. Wow. What a way to end the show.
Yeah. Just great
Kerry,
stuff.
Kerry, can you send that? Can you email me the show and her too?
Yeah, we'll get the get that segment. Chase will send it to me and I'll forward it on
a
to you.
A lot of people wanted it. They asked me they were at work if they missed it. So
yeah, let me tell you this. Well, I'll send you the segment, but you can like on Spotify or these podcasts, both my show's available, so you could time it out on, you know, it's a 2-hour show. So if you go about an hour and a half in to the podcast, it'll be there. Or also our SoundCloud, again, it's not quite as convenient as it once was, but if you Google a Gary Harris Show podcast, you can find the SoundCloud link too. It'll be there, but I will send you the segment specifically, but it can be found wherever you get your podcast. Hey, thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, Gary, so much.
Thank you,
Kerry. Absolutely. And thank you, Larry. Appreciate you. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Gary Harris Show. It has flown by. And tomorrow, busy, busy show. We'll be back strong on the football beat. We'll have the coach, Ellis Johnson, among our guests tomorrow. Then Friday's at the Free. Friday, I'll be in his Free Hours Pub. All right, we got the Miller's Edge coming up next at 11 a.m. A reminder to catch me on TV tonight with the local sports on WVUA 23. And as I said, back here tomorrow for the Thursday edition of the Gary Harris Show. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather, everybody. For Chase Brumfield, I'm Gary Harris. Talk to you again tomorrow.